Okay, yeah, yesterday we discussed the sugya of tefillah b'shir the sefer ba'inus. Now, if you'll humor me for a minute, I'd like to ask you something and tell me if it has a shabbos. Well, there's a gemara, a couple of places in Shas, in Yuma, Pevav. Gemara says that when a person does an Aveira and he repeats the Aveira, so after a few times it's not so much keheter, and afterwards it's a person is over the Aveira very easily. It becomes ragel. The Gemara says nasa het to sakadaita, but nasa like keheter. So when a person does an Aveira a few times afterwards, it becomes keheter to the person. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayikra runs, and I saw the same thing that the Satmar Rebbe writes, the same thing with the Shema Zayda, that when a person does tshuva, you really only have to do tshuva on the first times you did the Avera, because the first three times you did the Avera it was hard. Once it's Nasa like a Heter, so you're sort of an Anus already on doing the Aveira. And you don't need a kapara for the later times. You need a kapara for the first times. And they both bring the pasuk of Tiska Lonu Avainus Rishonin. We say it every day at the end of Tachnun, after the Tefillas HaPayim. Al Tiska Lonu Avainus Rishonin. But also say Tachnun, say it every day. At the end of Tachnun, we say Al Tiska Lonu Avainus Rishonin, pasuk in Tehillim. And they attach it to mean that you only have to do tshuva for the Aveira Sereshainim, for the first times you did the Aveira. Afterwards, it was Nasa like a Heter, so at that point, there's no, for that, that you're an honest, that you don't have to do tshuva for. And the Sefer HaMakna argues, Sefer HaMakna and the Michtam Elio, they disagree. They say that if you get yourself in trouble and a person puts himself in a matzav where it's not so like a heter, so it's his own responsibility. You have to do tshuva for everything. That a person is nidayin on any situation that he gets himself into. The Sisi Machlaikis and how to understand the Gemara that Kivan also Adam Aver, Shanaba is not so like a heter. If it means that the later times need a kapara, or that the later times don't need a kapara. Is that totally in Tchilasi B'Pshiyah V'Seif HaBayinus? Is that the same issue? Assuming that there's such a mitzvah, that a person who got used to doing an Aveira, after a while it becomes, no one's an Aynus in an Aveira, it becomes Karav La'Aynus. In Mr. Billy, I was glad you're talking where he becomes an Aynus. With the matter, mean the kudas abechira shabbat. He's honest. He's so used to it that he can't help it. So what? Chilasa b'chia. Chilasa. But the same hashkafa. The question is: a person got himself into a situation where he caused himself later to come leave being an aynus. Would that change anything? Because the Mazik Yadayim is Chayef, because by Mazik Yadayim, you Chayef for the original Mazik Yadayim. Does that make you Chayef for the Sefer Ba'inus automatically? That should depend on the Shayef of Chas, which is Sefer Ba'inus, no? It's not similar, it's not. At the same shayla of tchilas b'shir sefer ba'inus, if you're chayav on the later ma'isim, it has a shayla, it doesn't have a shayla. Rabbi Kivenga said tchilas b'shir sefer ba'inus is a case where the b'shir caused the ayinus, and then you're chayav. So that would be like the amakim goes on machayav, because we pass tchilas b'shir sefer ba'inus is chayav. What would the others answer?
So this is a different question. Let's say somebody in Tavshin Samach Vav did Averis a bunch of times, and it became a keheta to him. And in Tavshin Samach Zayin, he's doing the Averis. So we'll never like the Hamakna that he's responsible. He got himself into trouble. The Averis that he does in Tavshin Samach Zayin go under Cheshbon of Tavshin Samach Vav, or they go under Cheshbon of Tavshin Samach Zayin. Let's say I have a person who should be sitting and learning. And in yeshiva, he bummed out, and he's not learning. He dropped out of high school. He didn't learn. He's chayif for what he did. He's responsible for what he did. He wasn't an onus. He's a pesheya. Now it's 5 years later, and he's not learning. So mustam to be a din. Why isn't he learning? He's not davening l'minyan. Why is he davening l'minyan? It's because of what he did then. Right now, he's straightening himself out. But right now, he can't help it. He can't start working on. He can't go back to yeshiva. He's not going to be able to sit. Not shaykh. He's an onus. So it seems to be this is the machlokes. If we dan him, he knocked himself down. They say, oh, we dan him for the fact that he's not learning this year. So the Sefer Makna and Michmel Yos say, yes, if he put himself in such a matter, so the fact that he's not sitting and learning a whole day this year, he's going to be dan him because of his previous thing. But it's an aveira of this year, or it's an aveira of yena year, right? What? So the aveira is if Toshes Samachay he caused himself to have yerida, so now Toshes Samachay is not learning. So his that's an aveira of this year. It's an aveira of Toshes Samachay.
Isn't it two separate judgments? One is what you're doing wrong, and one is what you could have been. So what's happening in 5 years from now is what you could have been.
Well, they're going to be Dan Mi Rosh Hashanah for this year.
It's two separate parts of judgment.
So I'm asking, how does that work out?
So what you could have been is what's the future, and what you didn't and what you did wrong.
It's all true. But bottom line, when they're going to judge this person, Rosh Hashanah, Tosh and Samazai, and they're going to say, are they going to put on the scale the fact that he could have been learning, he could have been davening with minyan, but this year he didn't do anything that made himself have yerida from the beginning of the year to now. In these areas he improved. But it's an aveira of this year. It's an aveira of yena year. I mean, the Meshech Chachma seems to say it's not an aveira bechlal. For what he did that year, he got judged. And this year, it's not an aveira bechlal. Well, he says it is an aveira. It's an aveira of this year. It's an aveira of yena year.
Depends.
Say.
He's not doing something that he's not
needs,
building it to do something, so that's
Mithlam
Yaveh that he did last year. He's not, he can't do it now because he put himself in that situation. And if he's doing Yaveh, but he's an honest now on doing it. You still get punished for being honest. You still have
some Yaveh
being honest. It's not
good. Alright, but it's a din of honest. It's a din. They're saying, everyone agrees that he's an honest. I'm just saying, they're considering his original. The fact that he knocked himself down to be on the schedule for today, to be that makes today's aveira more than an anus. Those who hold the chumra, hopefully passing the kula in the shayla would be a little easier. But if you hold that he's nidain, you only have a shayla. And which year's schedule does it go? I mean, how are you going to punish him for tashas amazayin? He didn't do anything in tashas amazayin that made him. And made him responsible for it. What he did, he didn't touch the Samachet. You know, the story they tell about the Netziv, about that when he'd be a shoemaker, if he would have been a shoemaker, they'd say, where's your shiltas? Where's your hamak shayla? Right? You're familiar with the story, right? So what does that mean? That year he'd be responsible, he didn't write the shiltas. This year he couldn't write the shiltas. He didn't even learn Gemara. They can be done on that year. Well, pshat is the earlier year. You hear the shayla at least. Huh? You have to at least hear the shayla, because you see it's going to help you understand the dakas tekechimak in the sugya. Huh? You hear the question at least? If the din goes back in yena, yeah, I don't know how they're going to work it. Is it going to be lemafreya? We're going to do breira? And his din on Toshin Samachay happened already. Now in Samazayan, if he doesn't learn in Samachay, we have to reopen the books for that year. I don't know how it works upstairs. But the question is it a punishment for now or is it a punishment for then?
Is it a fight altogether? The ancient Meshmai? Somebody did a mamma.
They're talking, that's what everyone was talking about. They're all talking about this. All this is what I'm telling you, they're talking about. They're talking Dafka Shemayim, because they say, Beza Shomata, there's no Shadar. A person does an Aveira 100 times, he gets 100 Malkus. Beza Shomata, there's no Shadar. There's no Teretz of Nasa like a Heter. Shemayim is such a concept. A Nasa like a Heter, I said, oh, so what a time. That you're anonymous. What could you do? You couldn't help yourself. So they say, what do you mean you're anonymous? You made yourself anonymous. If you make yourself anonymous, no excuses. All included, all the Tzitzis, even though we don't know the Tzitzis are going to be. He may turn it around earlier, he may turn it around later, he may never turn it around. What? So therefore, why? He's still not answering the question. So still, this year's Avera. That's the question. Okay. Is this year's Avera, or is it going to be any year's Avera? So it's not needed in the future yet. It's only needed in the earlier year. So basically, he's saying is he's only punished the first three times, or however many times he's not like that. He's only punished those times. Just those times, taking the cheshbon, the influence is going to have. But really, he's not punished for the later times. It's just including the original cheshbon. If he's lucky enough to die earlier, and that's what he has heard so many times, so then the eyes will be more calm. And if that's true, then hopefully he'll live very long. But yeah, the shayla at least. Yeah. That's a nice shayla. Okay, what does this shayla have to do with us, Sudya? I think it might be a good illustration of a very darkistic achilik that Rabbi Akiva Eiger has in how to be down the Sudya. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is in his long piece in Bava Metzia Lamed Vav. Tach Devarav, he's done. The Achreinim here, the Malachim, bring it to our sugya. The Shaila by Tchilosei B'Pshia V'Seifei Ba'Einis, what is the Hezbra of the Chiyav? If it's Tchilosei B'Pshia V'Seifei Ba'Einis, why are you Chayiv? Well, I see you're an Einis. What's the Hezbra? At the end of the day, you are an Einis. Why are you Chayiv? So there are two ways to understand the chiyuv, the why you chayiv. It could be that chilasi b'pshia, when you're a pshia, you're chayiv right away for any consequence that may come after that pshia. If someone leaves the door open and there's a chayfitz shomer there, he, when he leaves the door open, he's chayiv. Now, of course, if he returns it, there's nothing to pay. But the pshia is the mechayiv. The pshia is the mechayiv. And he's already becheskas chayiv. Now later, if no damage will happen, so about these parts. But if cheskas chayiv is b'shas, he wasn't shayim. The chayiv comes at the time that he failed to be shayim. That's one way to understand. So seifah b'ayin is, who cares what seifah is? The chayiv is for the original. It's sort of like saying, the din is on tashin samachay. The din is, in the time he did his aveira, his pshia, that's the machayiv. Now, if later, there's no hesek, if he lets his animal on the roof, and when he puts his animal on the roof, he's putting those kelim in danger. He's chayiv. Now, if the kelim don't end up breaking, then they these potiks, there's nothing to make him pay. But the chiyuv is right away at the time he put the animal up. Or, you call it differently. You can learn chilasei b'pshia v'seifa b'aynis is chayiv for the aynis. He's chayiv for the aynis. Just he can't taina, I am an aynis, the animal fell. You can't taina, you're an aynis, if you made yourself be an aynis. You can't taina, in our marshal, you can't taina, I was an aynis, if you made yourself an aynis. You yourself made yourself an aynis, it's not even a taina, you're an aynis. The aynis is not an aynis. So you're chaya for the nefila. Ayotayna, nefila is not something you have to expect. But you still, you're the one who brought it on yourself. By letting the animal on the roof, you brought it on yourself. So you're chaya for the yoinus. And our marshal, it will mean you're chaya on top shes amazayin. Because tam zayin, when a tiny you're an yoinus. A person who brings the yoinus on himself can't taina the yoinus. These are the two ways Rabbi Akiva Eiger has to learn the din of philosophy of Shia v'Seifa v'Ayinus. And he says, Nafkamina Beinehem, the difference between the two ways to learn, is yesterday's Yisoid that I mentioned B'Shem Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in a case where the Pshia did not cause the Ayinus. If the Pshia did not cause the Ayinus, if the Ayinus was separate, if you left the front door open, and then there was a fire in the house. So Zakh Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you learn the first way, that after your pshia, you're becheskes chiyuv. When you left the front door open, you're becheskes chayuv. And the only way to get out of it is by returning it. So then, any oinus, you're chayuv, even if the pshia didn't cause the oinus. Not like we said yesterday. If you learn the first way, it'll be not like we said yesterday. Any pshia brings you becheskes chiyuv and you're chayiv. And if at the end you can't return the object, or at the end the object is ruined, you're chayiv. If you let your animal on the roof, bang, you're chayiv for the kelim. Now, if nothing happens to the kelim, maybe you don't pay. But you're becheskes chiyuv on the kelim. And that's it. So even if it happens, not machmas your pshia, still you'd be chayiv. The second way to learn would hold only makes sense if the pshia brought the yainus. The second way to learn is that I'm chaya for the yainus, and I walk into Bezdin. I still tell Bezdin, look, I'm an yainus, don't be mechayev me. Bezdin tells me, what do you mean? You brought the yainus on yourself, you can't tie the yainus. So that's where I brought the yainus on myself. I left the front door open. If what happened because the front door was open. See, Katayna, even if it was somehow an Ainus, that I brought the Ainus on myself. But if it happens there was a fire in the house, I tie the Ainus. Bezdin says, what do you mean you brought the Ainus on yourself? I didn't bring the Ainus on myself. If there's a fire in the house, I didn't bring the Ainus on myself. So that's a nafkamina, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, between the two ways to learn. Clearly, Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds the Iker as the second way. Because he holds, like we said yesterday, that only if the Pshia brings the Ainus, Yachayiv. But the Kivagar Tain is that this is totally in these two ways of learning. Why Tchilase B'Pshia B'Seifa B'Ainis is Chayiv. He says a second Nafkamina by a Shem Sachar, where Shem Sachar is not only Chayav on Pshia. Shem Echinam is only Chayav on Pshia. Shem Sachar is also Chayav on Gedeva Vaveda. He says, what would be the din if a Shemer did something that wasn't a Pshia? Shem Sachar did something that wasn't a Pshia, but it normally would cause the object to be fall to Gedeva Vaveda. Let's call Gedeva Vaveda Shaygeg, let's say. So he did Chilasai B'Shaygeg. Chilasai, he left himself open that something is going to happen through Gedeva Vaveda. And it was Saifei Ba'inus. And at the end, it was an Ainus, let's say. It's hard to figure exactly a case of someone being irresponsible for Gedeva Vaveda. But let's say something which he has to bury, the English shmir el bakarka, something he has to bury underground to do a good shmir. He didn't bury it. So for Geneva now, it could easily be, it could be stolen. It's not Peshaya. But for Geneva, if it's stolen now, it will be Chayiv. But it was Sefi Ba'inus. At the end, something happened Ba'inus. It was a fire that got destroyed. So to be Kiva Eger, it's totally in the two ways to learn. The first way to learn that as soon as you're Pesheya, you're Chayiv, it's only by Pshia that you can say it's Chayiv. Like Rebbe Vaveda, that's Chayiv, because he didn't bury him. You're taking chances. The Sheikh had a second way to learn. So according to the first way, if it's Chilasa Bikneva Vaveda, the Sefer Vaveda is your partner. It's only a Chiddush by Pshia. The second way to learn, Chilasa Bikneva Vaveda, the Sefer Vaveda. If your Gneva Vaveda caused the Ainus, that means if you had buried it, the fire wouldn't have destroyed it. Because you didn't bury it, that's why the fire destroyed it. In such a case, you'd be Chayiv. So you can't tie the Ainus if you're responsible to make sure the Ainus never happened. So these are Rabbi Kiva Eger's two mahalchim in understanding philosophy of Pshia, the safe of Ainus, either that the Chiyiv is on the original Pshia, that's what puts the person, so to speak, in a matzav of Chiyiv, or that no, the Pshia itself is not enough to be Mechayim, nothing happened because of my Pshia. The Chiyiv is, at the end of the day, when I did my Ainus, that's what the Chiyiv is. Those are the two mahalchim, the philosophy of Pshia, the Sefer Ainus. And having understood that, let's start the Gemara. Tama de Kofzu Hanaflu Pater. Gemara says that Kofzu is Chayiv, Naflu is Pater. Amak Sub, Klas Yusef Ibainis, Pater, Tayinami Yachi, Akel Vadisha Kofzu Resha Gag, Shav Resha Kayle, Misham Nezak Shav, Naflu Peturim. Zaptaisus, Hanaflu Peturim. Taktaisa Kasha, what's the case? Now, if you don't realize one thing, it's going to get confusing. We have to be down, what was the case in the Havamina? And we get to the Maskana, we have to be down, what's the case in the Maskana? So Taisus here is talking in the Gemara's Kasha, before the Maskana of Makarvi Kalem. Now in the Havamina, Taktaisa Echidam. Even Makarvi Kalem will gave Kaisel. If the walls are, if the Kalem are next to the Kaisel, Aitam is Bibi Kvitzel. It won't break when he jumps. I'm going to be some Chikavsi Mavroi Kavsi. Why, where are the Kalim? Wherever they are, the Diyuk doesn't make sense. The Diyuk was Kfitzachai and Nefila Potter. So Fractisis was. Now, if you're going to just say it's two different cases, Kfitzes if it's far and Nefila if it's close, fine. But that's not a case of Chilasim Shiva Sefer Vainus. Chilasim Shiva Sefer Vainus means it's a case where the same Kfitza could have broken it, and then the Nefila is what ended up breaking it. So in the Gemara's Kasha, what was the case that fits in the field could break the same keli? If it takes this two terutzi, either it was a long keli, or and it could have broken both ways, or it was somewhere in the middle, it could break both ways. One of the mafarshim on the side of the Mishnayos answers Taisus Kasha. The fire very pashut. It's talking that there were a lot of keli in the person's backyard. The person manufactures drums. So he has 100 drums in his backyard. He made them, he painted them, he spread them out to dry. I don't know if he painted drums or not. Whatever he did, he spread them out in his backyard. So he has many kalim. So kfitza, it would break the kalim. And the fila would break the kalim. Isn't that a push the case? Why didn't Taisa say that? Why did to push the tarot? The person had a bunch of kalim. It's his backyard. It's an old place. People don't just put one kalim in their backyard. In the backyard there, he has a lot of kalim. So if it jumps, it breaks the kalim. If it falls, it breaks the kalim. Why didn't Tosafos say that, Terence? There's talking about many kalim. Anything wrong with the Terence? It would seem Taisvis would hold. Now listen carefully, it's darkest deep, you have to think it makes sense. But it seems Taisvis would hold if you're a Pesheya Lagabe one Kaili, and it's Saife Bainis, you broke a different Kaili. It seems Taisvis would hold that that's Hilasim Babshia of Saife Bainis. My neighbor has 100 Kaili in his backyard, I love my animal on the roof. It's a Pshia Lagabe the Kaili that are rochet from the roof. And the animal fell with a nefilah on the kelim that are karev to the roof. So it would seem I think the Tosfos Chadash, whichever mafarish it is, he's on the side of the Mishnayos, he holds that that's tchilas of b'shiyah b'sayfei b'ayinah. And Tosfos seems to hold, even say this teretz, that that tchilas of b'shiyah on one keli, b'sayfei b'ayinah on another keli, that's not tchilas of b'shiyah b'sayfei b'ayinah.
Isn't the case in the Gemara that the openness of Gvalim and Shia for Gvalim is apparent?
That's the case. We were.
But the class of case, but we're going to argue about it.
That's the case there.
This guy has a bridge over a boat where it can support, a shark, it can support a gomel. So why should they shriek with Gvalim? Why should they shriek with Gvalim?
So let's look at the Gemara to be able to answer. We have to look. Here it's even worse. There's two different people. Unless the pshat is the gomel is going to break it, and then the shah is going to fall. That's
the pshat. What
happened was,
and then there's the
shah broke. The shah broke. So you have to know the two pshat. It's the pshat that the gomel would break it, and then the shah would fall in. So the pshat on the gomel. Difficult to see it.
I think the Rashba says
this terrace?
I think
that's
the actual place.
It's that
the same thing as having
two tails. So why does Tysus say Kli Aruch? If the Rashba says it, it doesn't sound like it's our Tysus. See, our Tysus says Kli Aruch, you know, that's all guys don't make that. Why does Tysus say it's a long Kaelin? If I say there's two different Kalim, Tysus holds that's not Tchilas of b'shiyah, the same as now, what do you say? Svara, what do you say? Tchilas of b'shiyah, legabi one Kali, and Seifer Bainis, legabi another Kali, is that Tchilas of b'shiyah, the same as if the inside Kali broke at the end, it was b'shiyah, legabi the further Kali. And what broke, he's a complete Ainis. That's not what I wanted to hear. Is that true that they should be stuck with the inside Kaylee because of the outside Kaylee? Why do they belong to two different people? You know, it's that way. If two shuts are on this for sure. So what should about it? There are two cars parked. One was far, one was close. And the Gideon fell on the close car and it broke the window. There's a Pshel got in a further car. So you'd say the same thing? That's why I'm speaking it out this way. L'chaira, it should be Tali in the two Mahalchim of Rabbi Kiva Eger. L'chaira, it should be Tali in the two Mahalchim of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Let's just think it through. The first way is that as soon as I put my animal on the roof, I'm a pesheya, I have chiyuvim. And if it doesn't end up safe, I have chiyuvim. So let's see. As soon as I put my I got two cars in the backyard. One is karev and one is rachiv. I put my animal on the roof, I'm a pesheya, legabe, the further car. I'm chayiv on the further car unless it ends up safe. The inner car, I'm no chiyuvim. I wasn't pesheya, legabe, the inner car. So l'chayre, the first way of learning, should be like Tysus. There is two different kelim. What do you want from me? I'm potter. When I put my animal on the roof, it's true. I'm a peshel gabi the further car. The further car is a car that's marked for this, for this being destroyed or being ruined or being damaged. It's marked to be damaged. I'm responsible for the one that I marked to be damaged. But the inner one, I would never have about that. So if you learn the first way, L'chayre, that's Tysus Shita. And if you learn the first way, two different Kalim, you don't say Tchilasi B'Pshia one Kalim, you say B'Bainis on another Kalim, Yechai. The second way to learn is that I can't say Einis if I brought it on myself. I can't say Einis if I had no business bringing it on myself. I'm not Chai for my Pshia, I'm Chai for the Einis. If you learn the second way, so my animal fell on the inner car. The wound is broke the windshield of the inner car. Now I'm telling Pesach, I'm an anus. What do you want from me? It was an inner car. Pesach says, but you brought the anus on yourself. You shouldn't have had such a situation. You had no business letting your animal on the roof. Because Lamaisa, there is a further car. You have no business. You brought, you can't tie the anus. If you had no business bringing, if your pshia caused the anus. Your Maisa pshia caused the anus. You're responsible for that now. What you did brought this about. If you bring it about, you're responsible for it. It looks like you're in pain.
Huh?
Because I did something I had no business doing. And if I would not have done that, it wouldn't have happened. If the second car wouldn't have been there, I wouldn't have been a pshia. If there would only been a closed car, I wouldn't have been a pshia. Lamaisa, there was a further car. I had no business putting my animal on the roof. If I would have asked the shayim, am I allowed to let my animal on the roof? They would have said no. I should have known. I'm not allowed to let my animal on the roof. Now, I want to time that. He had failed. I'm an Inus. What do you mean a failure in Inus? He had no business doing it in the first place. You had no business putting your animal on the roof in the first place. You can't have a tie on. If you want to be mechayim me for my pshia, then I have a tie on. My pshia is not, shouldn't be mechayim me. But if you're mechayim me for my oinus, on my oinus, what do you want? You don't think so? I have to think of a good marshal that will make you agree with me. Huh? Let's say I have a person who tapshin samachay got in the habit of going to bars during Seder. Okay? So he goes there, and he's a Peshaya. So he's a Bidinim for Bittel Torah. Okay? So one day he's sitting in the bar, and he becomes an Inus for a different Adai. He becomes an Inus that he's sitting there. Now he can't control himself and touch himself as Ayin. Let's say there's such a matter. He can't control himself. Okay? He's addicted, and he's going. Now once he's there, the owner of the bar introduces a new Aveira. So now he's not sure the other Aveira. So he'll have a Titus Aveira on the second Aveira. But we're going to tell him, you know, this is the, you shouldn't have brought yourself there in the first place. Yeah, Moshe can understand better, no? You can't have Aveiras, you're the one who brought yourself there. Aye, by the time the second Aveira came, it was too late. You brought yourself there, no? Here, he put his animal on the roof. Now, once he's out on the roof, there was a nefila, which was an Inus. But he had no business. The roof is the bar. His animal has no business being there. So there's no business being there. So it's chilasi b'kshia on one keli, saved by the son another keli. And the second keli is chayim. That's what it seems. So if you hold the chayim because of the Inus, because the pshia caused the Inus, so even if the anumeris came, I should be chayim on the Inus.
You could say that I'm only chayim on the Inus. Normally I'm mother on Inus. One of my chayim on the Inus, only my pshia caused the Inus. My pshia on the Inus, they had it in the business world also. I wasn't pshia for this thing.
So it was
the same thing. The
Inus
is the
Mechayev. If the Inus is the Mechayev, and when I come with a Titus Inus, you could tell me. You brought the Inus on yourself, it's not a Taina. Well, if you have numerous kelim in your backyard, and I put my animal on the roof, and the animal that I put on the roof falls on the inner kelim, and I kind of am an Inus. You tell me you brought the Inus on yourself. Is that true? You can tell me that.
You put the Inus on yourself. And after this case, the Inus was there. You can't be Mechayim for an Inus. I
didn't put myself in the tree. I wasn't Mechayim for an Inus. It doesn't matter. You brought this. You did bring the Inus. If you had done things right, the Inus wouldn't have happened. That's what I was saying. If you had done things correctly, the Inus never would have happened. It is related. If I had not done the pshia, the Inus would not have happened. That's what the Kidegas al Svara. If you had not done the pshia, the Inus wouldn't have happened. If you had not let you on the roof, the Inus wouldn't have happened. No? That's what he said. That's what he said. So then, if it's an inner keli, I think I should be chayyim.
And now the car rolls away before the
if the outer car rolls away, and he had enough time to let his animal on the roof down. The guy drives away, he lets it roll away. He'll drive away the outer car. So he lets his animal on the roof, Shalika did. And then he drives away the outer car. And then later it falls. That should be. That should be part of this. She is over. The taka shouldn't have let it on the roof then. But from that, nothing happened. And letting it on the roof later, that's when something did happen. What'll be if you let it on the roof? What'll be if 9 a.m. he let his animal on the roof? And then he traveled, he got on a plane, he flew to a different city. And then 1 o'clock, the outer cave was taken away. That could be the din then. What'll be the din then? Like the cheer. He had not let it then. He had the right to let it later, but it wasn't the cheer. All right, with Bossi Ella Lawyer, I don't swear by this, Rick Vega doesn't say this, I just, Lamaitha, there seems to be a Machlaikis Rishayim, and we'll see in a few minutes that it's a Beferish Machlaikis Rishayim later in the Gemara. If you're a Peshea Lagabi Kaili 1, and an Oinus Lagabi Kaili 2, whether that's called Chilasa B'Kshia B'Seifa B'Oinus. Now, what Taisis Shita is going to be very important, because we're going to get to Taisis that I mentioned yesterday, on Chopezim and Aleph, who's going to say that if you're a Peshea Lagabi, one Mazik, one Av, and you're Sefer Baidus in another Av, that's not Chilasi B'Pshia of a Sefer Baidus. So you're going to have to figure out, again, Taisis Shtimzal Shitasai, which is why we, we could not understand this Taisis anyway, but we're going to try to see that Taisis Shtim is Shitasai, and when you learn this Taisis, the Apech, I think you'll think it through on your own, and you'll see right away. Vakaponim, that's Taisis HaNoflu. Let's see the Gemara Vaita. Hanich lamadiyam is chasi shei sefer baidus potter, noflu is potter. Elamadiyam a chayiv, meikul ameiman, noflu should be chayiv. Now for the Gemara you're right, it would be chayiv. When it's a potter, only in the following case. Kegoyin, the mekarvi kelim magabi kaisel, the kelim are close to the wall. And therefore, if they jump, they won't fall on it. So therefore, there's no chilasi b'chia. So what's pshat in the terrace? Pashup pshat. We're talking the kelim are close. The kelim are close. Naflu is parter. And kofzul is chayiv. What do you mean kofzu is chayiv? If the kelim are close, what does it mean kofzu is chayiv? What do the words mean? Let's try the Gemara's Teretz. It says kegoyin demekarvi kelim. So naflu is potter because they're close. So you're not chilas b'chia. So why is kofzu chayiv? The Gemara is answering. The Braisa said kofzu chayiv naflu potter. It's talking to Kelim are close by. So what does it mean, Kofzu is chayiv? Kofzu is chayiv, Naflu is potter. The Kelim are close by? What? Kelim are pashat in the Gemara. What? So Rishita Mukubetza says it could be that he says two pshat. Either it's two separate cases. Kofzu chayiv, Naflu potter means Kofzu is chayiv if it's far away, and naflu is potter when it's close. The tzadim ketani. The Bryce is talking about two different cases. Kofzu chayiv if it's rachayk, and naflu potter if it's close. That's the pshat in the Gemara's teretz, is that the naflu half of the Bryce, or the naflu half of the diuk, is talking to Makarvi. So the Gemara says sometimes, let's tzadim ketani. The ratio is one case, save is another case. The Shita Mukubetzis brings a second shot, or he says, you could say it's talking that the Rishus HaNizik was Malay Kalim. There were Kalim close and Kalim far. Kofzu is Chayiv, you broke the further Kalim. Naflu is Potter, if you break the inner Kalim. That's the second shot in the Shita Mukubetzis. So Shita Mukubetzis says, Mefurish, this Shita we were talking about, that if you're Mole Kalim, and your pshia legabi one keli, and seifi bainis on another keli, that you're potter. So if you want to find a shita that says such a thing, that if you're pshia legabi a further keli, and bainis legabi an inner keli, that your potter, which we're assuming is shita's taisis, that in such a case, you have the sheet of letters that says such a pshat. That the Gemara is talking that it was Molei Kalim. And that's what we say, Kafsukai and Naflu Potter. So the Chayrit, this Machlaikis, which we said is the Machlaikis Taisis and the Machlaikis Mishnayis, could also be a Machlaikis, this also is a Machlaikis, the two pshatim in the sheet of letters. So now the Gemara goes to a new case. Amar Rav Zevi Mishmei de Rava, Pamim Shafilu Naflu Nami Chayiv Mishkachas La B'Kaisel Ru'ua, a big wall. Mind you, how is that the case that you Chayiv? Dibayim Ayasukei Adayti De Nafal Archi. It's common that bricks are going to fall down. And so what are we talking about? A wall that has loose bricks on it. Now, before we go any further, just let's hazard the Avavim and Aleph. What's the din? Someone owns a building, and one day a brick falls off the building and it breaks a car. Or a brick falls off the building and it hurts somebody. Is the owner of the building chayiv? What do we say on the Avav? What? He said, Kaisel the Elon Shinofri Bishl Sarabim, your potter. That if you have a wall, which is a perfectly good wall. It's a house, a perfectly good house. It's standing already for 50 years. And one day, a brick falls off your wall, and it does damage, you're potter. You're an einus. You're an einus. Whatever American law is, a pihalacha, you're potter. Every once in a while, you hear in the news about some building in Manhattan where bricks fall off the front of it, and it does damage. I don't know if the Mechayiv of the Baal HaBinyan or not. American law is very confusing on this topic. But Halacha is very clear. Halacha is, and this is the aside that we spoke at the first week of the Zman, and again, Einis is Potter. Adam Mu'ad La'ilam is only Adam and Isaac. Only if a person does damage, Adam Mu'ad La'ilam. If your mumin does damage, there's no Adam Mu'ad La'ilam. Einis by Mazik is potter. If your wall has loose bricks and the bricks fall down, you're potter, unless, the Gemara says, they warn you. If they warned you, if they came to you and warned you that, you know, your building is, the bricks are falling off, you better fix it, then you chayiv. Shofar says you got 30 days to fix it, and after 30 days, you chayiv if you didn't fix it. So, before we start, Kaisel Ru'ua, we're talking about a bad wall. We have to go to halacha of Kaisel Ru'ua, what the din is. Now, we're going to assume in our Gemara, and the Nachlas David says that you have to assume, that when we say Kaisel Ru'ua, the owner was warned. The owner knew about it. If he didn't know about it, so he's an einus. He thought it's a perfectly good roof. He has the roof for many years. He thought it's good. So the Agdama is, that it must be talking that the owner knew that there's some problem with the roof, because otherwise you potter on a custom roof. Now, that's a Hagdama from Davar. That's not an argument. Well, coming up, Rav Zavid came up with a case of Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Seifei Ba'imus, where he says, everyone agrees Yechayim. Mars Maskana will be that it's also Tali at Chilasi B'Pshia the Seifei Ba'inus. The Gemara is going to ask, Seif, Seif, Le'inofel Arachi. So the Gemara's Maskan is going to be, this is a case of Chilasi B'Pshia the Seifei Ba'inus. What's the case? How do you understand the Gemara's case? The Yamsha Shloima understands, the case is, that you're a Peshaya because bricks could fall off your wall. Your Peshaya has nothing to do, zero to do with your animal. You're a Peshaya because bricks could fall off the wall. Now your animal, the bricks didn't fall off the wall. You put your animal to walk on the wall, and the animal fell. There's a car Karvi, right next to the wall. That car, you're Peshaya with bricks falling. You're an Inus with animal falling. Maskani is, that's Chilasa B'Shia Saifa Bait. That's the Marshal's Pshat in this Gemara. The Rajba learns differently. The Rajba learns, it's not Pshat that the bricks could fall. I mean the bricks could fall. We're talking about an animal. They are loose bricks, they're not going to fall. They themselves are not going to fall. I put my animal on the roof. My animal is going to walk on the roof. He's going to kick a brick off. He'll step on a brick and he'll get kicked off. And the animal will kick the brick off the wall and it's going to break Caleb. I'm Tchilasi B'Pshia, not because it's going to fall by itself. I'm Tchilasi B'Pshia because the animal on the roof is going to kick it off the roof. That makes it Tchilasi B'Pshia B'Saifa Bayis. But otherwise, that wouldn't be Tchilasi B'Pshia B'Saifa Bayis. That's how the Rajba teaches the Gemara. The Pashat teaches the Gemara. Teaching the Gemara. Kaisal Ru'ua. I don't know how you learned it. Hope it was one of these two ways. It wasn't a third way. But you can learn Kaisal Ru'ua that the bricks are going to fall by themselves, Sior Peshaya. Like, well, no, the bricks are on top of the roof. They're not going to fall by themselves. The animal's going to kick it off. These are two pshatim in the Gemara. Now, what are the two pshatim? If you have bricks that are going to fall by themselves, the Rajba is saying that's not the case. That's not Tchilasi B'Pshia, the Sefer Bayis. That's not Tchilasi B'Pshia. If your animal kicks it, that's Tchilasi B'Pshia. If it falls by itself, that's not Tchilasi B'Pshia. The Yamshel Shleima is learning, Marshal is the Sefer Yamshel Shleima is learning, that that is Tchilasi B'Pshia. How do you understand? If the bricks could fall off the wall by themselves, and L'maisa they didn't fall, you let your animal on the roof and the animal fell. Is that Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Saifa Bayinus? Is that the case of Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Saifa Bayinus or not? What's the answer? What's the answer? How do you understand in Svara? If you have a Kasa Ruah where the bricks could fall off, and no bricks fell, your animal fell off. Is that Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Saifa Bayinus? What's the answer? No, what? Can't hear. Doesn't that depend? Well, you should be thinking a step ahead of me. That depends on the Tutsadim of Rabbi Kinayger, no? That depends on the Tutsadim of Rabbi Kinayger. Now, before I told you that you don't have to accept what I said, now you're going to have to accept it because the Yamshel Shleima and the Nachlas David say, Nachlas David brings it from the Yamshel Shleima, that this is totally in the Tutsadim of Rabbi Kinayger. They lived before Rabbi Kiva Eger, but they still say it's totally in these two tzaddim. Think for a minute. If I have bricks on the wall, and I don't fix my wall, I get me an Azhara, and your car is parked in your backyard right under my wall, and I have bricks, and they warned me to fix it, 30 days passed, I didn't fix it. I'm a Peshel Agabi your car. But I'm davening well that the bricks shouldn't fall. But I let my animal on the roof, and my animal fell and broke the car. Is that Tchilasi B'Pshia B'Saifa Bayis? It's totally in the Tutsadim of Rabbi Kinayger. The Pshia didn't cause the Inus. Right? In this case, the Pshia that I have loose bricks, they didn't cause the Inus of the animal falling. It didn't cause that the animal should fall. So if you hold the first way that the Pshia does not have to cause the Inus, as soon as I'm Pshia, I'm Chayiv on the car, and if I'm not able to end up with a good car, I'm Chayiv, then the Yamshel Shleima is right. That's Chilasi B'Pshia B'Saifa Bayis. I'm a Pshia B'Gabi the car. I'm Chayiv on my Pshia as long as nothing happens later. If you learn the second way that the Pshia has to cause the Inus, then you must learn like the Rajba. Because the Pshia didn't cause the Inus in the Marshal's case. In the Marshal's case, there were loose bricks. That didn't cause the animal to fall. The Pshia didn't cause didn't cause the oinus. Like the Rashba, it did. Because like the Rashba, I have loose bricks on my roof. I have no business letting my animal up onto the roof. I shouldn't let him there. If I had done the right thing, my animal wouldn't have been on the roof. At the end, the animal fell. I'm tying oinus. You tell me, what do you mean oinus? You have no business letting your animal. There are loose bricks on the roof. You're not letting out your animal there. So Vaita, these two Mahalchim of the Marshal and the Rashba are totally these two tzadim. It's interesting, the Marshal himself, who learns Pshat in the Gemara the first way, says that the Pesachim don't bring the din of Kaisel Ruah. They don't bring this din, even though it's in the Feresh Gemara, because La Halacha we pass in the second Mahalach. Marshal says like Rabbi Akiva Eger. La Halacha we pask in only if the Pshia causes the Ainus. And therefore, this Gemara is Shalei Aliva de Hilchisa. That's why the Rambam and the Rif, everybody leaves it out, because it's not Aliva de Hilchisa. In this case, this is not La Halacha, because La Halacha we pask in the second way, that the Pshia has to cause the Ainus. So La Halacha, the Marshal, and the Rashi, and the Rabbi Kidei are on the same page. But on Pshat, they have two pshatim in this Reb Zavid when he said his did of Kaisel Ruah, the Makshin who asked that Saif by Nafalachi Nafalim Kaisel Saif Vainasu. So Gemara answers like Tzvicha b'Kaisel Tzar, it's a narrow Kaisel, and that's the reason that the animal fell. Okay. So I hope we have cleared the two Mahalchim, the two Tzadim. Tomorrow we're going to finish the sugya. The discussion on the sugya, first of all, Tosfos Adam and Tarnagel, you have to chap.